Hello everyone, my name is Faye, and this is Be For Real. At times, many of us live in a bubble and decide to stay away from many life elements. But there comes a time in life when we all must face many elements of life and just be for real about them. If we cannot be for real with ourselves, why should anyone else trust us? Welcome to the new beginning.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in with your girl Faye, and we are going to be for real. Now, many people may not know, but June is generally Men's Health Month, and the week of June 14th to June 20th, leading into Father's Day, is Men's Health Awareness Week. So, topic today, men's health. How can we help? What should we do? Just general topic. So I want to thank you again for tuning in to Be For Real. And let us all be for real with ourselves. And let's talk. If you aren't in over your head, how do you know how tall you are? T.S. Eliot. So again, it's National Men's Awareness Health Week. So let's get into it. Recognizing and preventing men's health problems is not just a man's issue because of its impact on wives, mothers, daughters and sisters. Men's health is truly a family issue, and that was stated by Congressman Bill Richardson in 2014. And it's so much truth behind those words, because being it is that one individual, it's that male in the family, that male friend, that male confidant, whatever the case may be, but they are absolutely impactful on everyone around them, including their wives, their mothers, the mothers of their children, the daughters, their sisters, family and friends. It is very, very important that we back up our men. And men, even though you have the backup, is up to you as well. Even if it seems to get overwhelming at times, reach out. Your health is key. Your health is important. I'm looking over these statistics and it just saddens my heart to truly see like the true numbers dating back to 2014 and 2018. It's been time. We need to prevent health problems by going to your doctor regularly, seeking medical attention regularly. It may be just to communicate, just to conversate. It could be about your physical health, your mental health, or just a routine checkup has a very, very grave impact on a lot of aspects. You'll be able to catch things sooner rather than later and actually have the ability to treat it before it gets to that point where it's too late or it's more to handle it or to keep it contained. Going into it, during this past week or even this past month, the New Year's resolution, have you been walking more? Are you swimming more laps? Are you actually swimming at all? Are you bike riding? Are you going to the gym? Are you boxing? What are you doing to keep your body physically capable of moving forward. Now, some of these aspects, they can just help you on the physical level, but many of these items or many of these activities, you can actually do it for your mental health as well, just to get you out of your norm and seeing a new perspective. It's detrimental that you truly take care of self on all levels in order for you to truly take care of your body, your mind, and your soul. As we're leading into Father's Day, Father's Day is very key and important, just like Mother's Day is. You have to share the love, the family, your parents, your children. It is, if you're not taking care of self, how are you able to be there for someone else? And many people may say, well, I make it through my day by taking care of everybody else. But when are you taking the time out for you? Being head of household, being head of the family, you truly need to take care of self. Again, looking at, like I was saying, looking at the statistics, in 2018, the death rate per 100,000 in the population for types of heart diseases, it's 207.5 men to 127.9 of women. Like that's a lot. And even looking into diabetes, men were at 26.9 compared to a woman of 16.8. Even with HIV disease, men were at a 2.3 to a woman's 0.8. It comes to a point where we need to acknowledge the numbers and see the truth behind it all. Even for drug overdose, a man is 27.9 to a woman's 13.6. Suicide rate for a man is a 22.8 to a woman's 6.2. That ratio is a 3.68 man to woman. These numbers are scary to me, like truly looking at the numbers, and it's not just those. You have to think about in 2014, the percentage of the distribution to leading the causes of death by sex, a man's heart disease was a 24.5 to a woman's 22.3. Cancer are unfortunately is closer in numbers, and just like the heart disease, like cancer for a man was a 23.4 to a woman's 21.6. Now, if we were actually able to truly acknowledge and go ahead and speak to your physician and kind of get things acknowledged beforehand, we wouldn't have the other gray area of a man's 24.7 to a woman's 26.9. The more we know, the better we are prepared to address those situations. And it's just key that we do all that we can do to make sure that we're taking care of self. And it's important to looking into more details, seek regular medical advice. There's nothing wrong with speaking to a physician. There's confidentiality. They're not going to sit here and call every person on your contact list and tell them like, oh my goodness, did you know that? That's not in their profession. The profession is to take care of their patients. You're a patient. They're willing to devote the time to you. Are you willing to devote your time to self and take care of self? Again, physical health, your mental health, routine checkups, just reach out, call out. It takes only a couple of buttons to call and a couple of seconds to set up an appointment. And once you're there and after that appointment is conducted, you will have such a sense of relief because you know rather than not know. And many people like to live in the unknown. And that's okay. That's up to every person. That's their own individuality that they'd rather not know than to know. But for the sake of your family and for the sake of self, wouldn't you want to know rather than not know if something was wrong? It could be just a switch of your diet. It can be just talking more with your physicians and actually speaking about how you're feeling. Like, it's, again, it's all about having healthy minds, having healthy bodies, having a healthy soul in order to be that key provider for your family, that key stronghold, that key individual that will keep that love, that admiration, that family, your parents, the love, your children together. And it's just, it's another thing that I could truly say, like, it's very important. Because, again, we all make plans. We all think that our plans is the A, B to the C. But sometimes we get a little V's right there in the middle and we just never know. So it's always important that you go out and you find out what is truly wrong. Or if everything is right, then that's even a bigger sign of relief. It's very important, guys, like, truly, I can't say this enough, to really go out and take care of self, because we're our own worst enemies, and it's true. We think that everything's okay, and just because this happened to one of your friends, that it could never happen to you. It could be a 1 out of 100 chance. You just never know. But I'd rather you be that one that knows than those 99s that just didn't bother to find out. And it's facts. It's just truth on my end. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." I'm going to say it again. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Again, this, whenever I read this, it makes me think about how we make plans for our careers, our finances, our family, our children, our loved ones. And it's just, we just don't know. So we sometimes put it in our hands and think that this is the A, B, and C. And then everything will be resolved and everything is put together. But sometimes, again, you get that out of nowhere pain and you know something just is not right. But regular checkups and physicians and speaking to advisors or anything or everything else that can be possibly done is key to truly being able to develop a plan. Even in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, "No temptations has overtaken you except such as in common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptations will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it." Don't ever think that the situation that you're in or how you're feeling or anything like that plays a key role in it's the beginning and the end and that's it. I don't want you to feel like being tempted by others to be like, "Oh no, you're okay. There's no need for you to go to the doctor. Just drink this and do that and you'll be fine. That pain you have, just take an alcohol bath or soak in some Epsom salt and you'll be a-okay, or drink some tea." That's not always the solution. So I don't want people to get tempted or feel that there's no need to get yourself checked out by a doctor, because it's always, again, it's always better to know than to not know. Don't be of this world. Don't. It's as much as you can say it or think it, or some may not believe it, do not be so much of this world that you think that you are just a common individual and that you cannot compare to anyone else. When it comes to your health, when it comes to your mental health, your physical health, and your overall health, it's very, very important that you look for signs, and or if you don't know what signs to look for, seek that medical advice. Take care of self. This is Men's Health Awareness Week. We're at the finish line of it, but again, it's also Men's Health Month. There's 12 months in a year. Every month, your health should be important. It should not be only specified to just one month. I truly need this week to just go out, call your doctor on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day that you feel comfortable, and set up that appointment if you haven't had one already. Look up the statistics. For self, like, look up the most recent one. This is just me looking into 2018 and 2014. It's a difference. It's a shift. But let's put a bigger shift in it and see these numbers decline. Let's see these percentages decline. Let's see these counts decline. Because again, as the men, you're supposed to be the head of the household, the key, the glue. And granted, you have other members of the household. I'm not discounting anyone else, but let's be for real. Be for real for this second, for this moment, and think to yourself, am I truly taking care of myself to benefit my family? Or am I being careless? Am I putting so much time into everything else that I'm not acknowledging what needs to be done? So I'm going to take a pause and I'm going to be for real. And let's all be for real. And if you need to pause this while the music is playing, by all means do so. But I want you to be for real. And I want you to write down the time, the last time you went to your doctors, the last time you communicated with someone openly about how you were feeling emotionally. What are your thought processes? How do you feel physically? Do you physically have any pain? Do you mentally have any tribulations or any trials that are completely consuming you that you just don't know what to do? I want you to sit here and think for a moment, and let's be for real. Just be for real. Hey, so I really do hope that you took that moment to be for real with yourself and take that moment out. Like for me, I'm gonna be for real. I have seen my doctor more so in this past couple of months than I have in the past, I want to say, 2 years. And of course, as a woman, we have, well, I want to say our problems are a little bit more than men. That's not true at all. It comes to a point where you have to be for real with yourself and be like, hey, doc, I need your help. Like, this is how I'm feeling. This is my thought process. Like, this is how my body feels. Like, I have this ache that happens so often, and it's okay. That's my be for real moment. Like, I neglected myself for a very long time while taking care of everybody else and putting everyone else's needs and everyone else's health issues before my own. But it just came to a point where I had to realize, like, hey, Faye, if you're no longer here, God forbid, who is going to take care of them? If you're not okay, will they be okay? Will they be okay if you're not okay? And I really want the men to really think about this and really put thought in that process of, if I'm not okay, will my family be okay? If I am not okay, will my family be okay? Will they be able to continue on as strong without my support? They can always support you, and you could always support them, but you have to support yourself in order to be able to support them moving forward. Just think about that. So I want to take another pause because this is very, very, this is a very important topic. On a good day, on a bad day, on a Sunday, on a Monday, on a Father's Day, on a Mother's Day, on a Valentine's Day, on a Christmas Day. It's key and it's important to take care of self. So I want us all to be for real and take this moment and think about it. Be for real. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that second pause, and I really hope that you really thought about it and being for real with yourself. Again, this week, just go out, call your doctors, and kind of talk to them, communicate with them. Some doctors are still doing virtual appointments. Some doctors are actually accepting patients back in their offices. But if you're feeling any type of way, whether it be physically or emotionally, I really want you guys to really just reach out and just speak to somebody. Even if it's a family friend that's a doctor or some forth, if you don't feel comfortable doing that route, then go ahead and call your physician and communicate with them. There's nothing wrong with seeking assistance. Because it's better to catch something early than allow it to fester and build up and get into a case where it's completely, it takes too much, or it takes an additional step or extra precautions or extra anything when it could have been caught in the very beginning. But again, with ourselves, sometimes we just don't want to be for real with ourselves and think that everything's okay or something will pass. And sometimes it's just not that simple. So Proverbs 27:17 states, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends. I really want you guys to realize that sometimes we do have friends or we do have associates that communicate with us, and we believe that the situations are the same, or we might have the same pains or have the same emotional or mental thoughts. But sometimes that's just not the case. Everyone goes through their own process. Everyone goes through their own situations. So I really want you guys to seek that attention that you need from a professional standpoint to go out and do to communicate with whom you need to communicate with in terms of a physician or someone professional. Because again, the way I see everything now in a perspective of tomorrow is never promised, so we have to live for today. But as living in for today, we have to prepare for tomorrow, which in stance means I just want you guys to go out, speak to your physician, speak to your therapist, do what you need to do to make sure that you're okay with self in order for you to be able to take care of everyone else that surrounds you and those that you love. Now, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Being For Real with your girl, Faye. And again, episodes, they come and they go. Today is today and tomorrow is tomorrow, but what will the day after and the day after and the day after can be? So just be for real with yourself and appreciate you for you and the growth that you're doing. Because again, tomorrow isn't promised and we never know who's in our corner or who's against us. So remain in good faith, remain in God's good grace, and just know that you'll continuously be covered under His protection and His love and admiration and His grace and His mercy. With that being said, thank you for tuning in to Be For Real with your girl, Faye. Have a great weekend, guys, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.